Welcome back if you've just tuned in. You're about 35 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes. There was a spider right in front of my face. Now he's on the arm of the microphone. I think I got bit by a spider. I'm not quite sure. I was out wearing gloves. We got some real estate news, but I just want to go back. Oh, first of all, I forgot to mention last week that a listener texted me about the guest from Portugal that was on a few weeks ago, or two weeks ago, whatever it was. And I was talking to him about property down in Portugal, and the listener was questioning the conversion that he heard of euros to dollars and square meat. Oh my God, this spider is crawling on my lap here. Okay. I didn't kill him. Brent didn't kill anything. He didn't even kill the rats. He put lights and music on to keep the rats out of his garage. He refused to kill him. He was a vegetarian. So this listener was questioning the conversion of euros to dollars and square meters to everything else. And I agreed. I was completely lost. You would think a man from Portugal who was going to do a radio interview in the United States would have some information in dollars and square feet. It's like, he's doing, hello, why don't you just start speaking in Portuguese? Okay. Another listener who emails me periodically, I emailed him because on October 23rd, 2024, it would have been Brent Glogie's 71st birthday. He's a good friend. He voices some of the Rockford bits. He wrote some of them. He helped me with my writing when I was writing real estate columns. He was a writer. He was an audio buff, and he had a store called The Sound Experience. So, it was his birthday. And then, and then a couple of weeks ago, I said my October 16th, it would have been my dad's 16th. October 16th, my dad's would have been 110. And then I go, but do you still have birthdays? And after you die, you're not a year older, but it's still the anniversary of your birth, but you're not 110. So I saw a cartoon, Pearls Before Swine. He goes, happy heavenly birthday to my Uncle Frank. What's that supposed to mean? I thought he died. He did. Today's his birthday. So it's his heavenly birthday. And the guy says, we continue to age in heaven? You're not really what that means. And he goes, I'll have a walker for eternity. So anyway, that was Brent Glogie's 71st birthday, and he convinced me to buy a projector and a surround sound tuner, and I had two very old speakers. Still worked. And they're only about a foot high, and they were going to be my back speakers in the surround sound, so he loaned me these two large speakers that he had custom built that he had loaned to a friend. And he had loaned them this because the guy had custom built had Brent custom build a subwoofer that was the size of a couch. I kid you not. I went to this guy's house to pick up these two speakers. So 2 weeks later, Brent died. And it was like, I guess I got the two speakers. The idea was going to buy them from him. Anyway, that was a good story. And he told me, he goes, don't. He goes, you got to rent Star Wars. You would so appreciate the sound. But don't rent it until you get a subwoofer. You really need it. And my friend Debbie was going, well, Mark, Brent died at age 57. You never know. Just watch it now. I said, I'd rather die than watching it without the subwoofer. The man told me not to watch it without the subwoofer. What do I care if I die and I don't watch it? I'm not going to go again. So I waited, and I invited them over, and we watched Star Wars with the subwoofer. So that's my birthday heavenly story. Another guy I keep in touch with lives on Padaro Lane, and I sent him a listing that came on the market for $16.5 million on October 21st, 2024, and I pointed out to him that it sold September 27th, which is like 3.5 weeks earlier, for $10 million. That's back on for $16.5 million. So he replied, and he said, Mark, I knew it sold because there have been a ton of workers at the house for the past few weeks. And you know, I looked at the pictures before and after, so they painted, they did stuff, but there's not much you can do in 3.5 weeks, like, you know, build a ADU or, but I don't know what they did, but I'm sure they did some nice things, and maybe whoever bought it was a designer and realized that it was just not showing as good as it could. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens to that property. And here's an unusual listing. I didn't notice it when it listed, but I noticed it when it went pending last week after 8 days on the market. I think only a few pictures, maybe just exterior pictures. No remarks. No public remarks, no agent-only remarks. Just the house address, and the price is $1,499,999.99. So I guess he's a big Get Smart fan. Either the seller or the agent, you know, lucky nine, that's their number. That's fine. I'm not making fun of it at all. It's kind of interesting. Years ago, I had a historical, not a historical trivia question, but it was a trivia question about which agent prices a house with a certain number. I can't remember what the number is. It always ends in these last three numbers. And an agent from my office called in, and he won the free pizza. It was Stan Tabler who prices that always with a certain number. Then the Nicky D's pizza, his brother, accused me of like scamming him out of a free pizza because he thought I was because someone in my office won the pizza. Like, really? That's what I'm doing? Giving you all this free promotion and you're worried that I'm trying to scam you? Here's another unusual listing. Agent-only remarks. It's an out-of-area listing. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as Jerry would say. A one-hour notice for showing. That's pretty good. No showings October 31st. Oh, Halloween people. Seller requires 2-month free rent back beginning at close of escrow. Do not go direct. Do not pass go. No. Do not go direct. That sounds like someone from out of the area. I don't think I've ever seen a local agent say, you know, do not go direct to the owner, seller. Text me at this number. Send a picture of your business card, the time and day you're showing, and wait for a reply. Also include your age and weight. No, he didn't say that. Buyers to do their own due diligence for all information regarding the home and property. And then in caps, property sold in quotes, as is. Seller to make no repairs. Fridge exclude. First of all, it's been a long time, but it says right in the purchase agreement, the property is being sold as is. But occasionally people want to emphasize that for some reason. I've never seen a requirement to send a picture of your business card, but you know, it's an out-of-town agent, so he wants to know who it is. You know, that's fine. I mean, look, I have no problem with anything he said. It's what he's doing. And, you know, but a lot of times you'll see a seller saying, listing agent saying, a seller would like to rent back. Usually it's, you know, a few weeks or a month. 2 months is kind of a long time. But I don't think I've ever seen a seller state that they want to rent back for free for 2 months. That's a little unusual. But you know what? Maybe it's priced to sell and someone will jump on that and happy to give it. It's not uncommon when the market, you know, has been really hot and you're competing with other buyers to offer a free rent back. But usually it's a couple of weeks, might be a month. 2 months, a little bit. Back in the late 1990s, I was representing a buyer and there were 5 offers. This was when the market was finally starting to heat up in the late 90s. And I asked the listing agent if the seller wanted a rent back. He said no. No. So I wrote the offer, and we wrote a free rent back, maybe 1 month. And we got the house. And I'm going there tonight to watch the Dodger game. with Jake, who was probably a year or two old when they bought the house, and now he's 27 years old. So Bob's your uncle. I'm kind of his uncle. Okay, anything else? Oh, I have this great bit of information about the boroughs of New York City from my cousin Freddie, who was on the program, but don't have time for that today. And I know we talked about health insurance in 2025. I've got an article, maybe we'll look at it in detail, but rat poison has been banned in California in 2025. Exempt is agriculture and public health emergencies. What are they going to do, pick out a machine gun and shoot them? When do you have a rat emergency? You know, they're all marching, goose-stepping down State Street. Oh, they could compete with the bicycles. That'd be perfect. Jeez, why don't they reopen State Street? But that's good news because, you know, the rats eat the poison. They slowly die. They get killed by a cat or an owl or a bird. It's just a horrible mess. So I'm really glad to see the rat poison is being banned 2025. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.